这里是希望之声网上时针英语节目。
Welcome to Jewels from the Internet. My name is Debbie, and I'm really glad that you have joined me today for our program. We're working on a story that's more of instructions. It's more of how to do something. It's not really a story. It's called Instructions for Life. So it's many different little things that we can do to make our lives better. This is story number 406 in book 12. 406, 406 in book 12. We put all our stories in small little books so that you can have them if you choose to. I'll give you an address at the end of our program today so that you can write to me and ask for the booklet that story number 406 is in. Let me read all of the instructions for life, and then I will go back to number 21, because that's where we left off on our last program. Let me read them all to you now. Number 1. Eat plenty of whole rice. Number 2. Give people more than they expect, and do this willfully. Number 3. Learn by heart your favorite song. Number 4. Don't believe everything you hear, and do not sleep as much as you would like to. Number 5. When you say, "I love you," say it truthfully. Number 6. When you say, "I'm sorry," say it with eye contact. Number 7. An engagement period of 6 months is crucial before marriage. Number 8. Believe in love at first sight. Number 9. Never mock others' dreams. Number 10. Love deeply and passionately. You may get hurt, but this is the only way to live life to its fullest. Number 11. Deal with discontentment. Fight fairly, but do not offend. Number 12. Do not judge others because of their relatives. Number 13. Talk slow. Think fast. Number 14. When someone asks you a question you do not want to answer, smile and ask, "Why do you want to know?" Number 15. Remember that the greatest love and the greatest success also hold many risks. Number 16. Call your mom. Number 17. Bless a person who has just sneezed. Number 18. When you lose, do not lose the lesson. Number 19. Remember, respect for yourself, respect for others, and responsibility for your actions. Number 20. Do not allow a small disagreement hurt a great friendship. Number 21. When you notice that you have made a mistake, take the appropriate steps to correct it. Number 22. Smile when you answer the phone. Those who call can hear your smile. Number 23. Marry or be with the person you love talking to the most. When you get old, conversation will be more important than anything else. Number 24. Spend some time alone. Number 25. Accept change with open arms, yet do not give up your values. Number 26. Remember that sometimes silence is the best answer. Number 27. Read more books and watch television less. Number 28. Live a good, honorable life. Later, when you grow old and remember the past, you will enjoy them once more. Number 29. Believe and trust God, whomever, whatever you conceive God to be, but securely lock your car. Number 30. An atmosphere of love at your home is most important. Do all that you can in order to create a calm home full of love. Number 31. Do not bring back the past. Number 32. Read in between the lines. Number 33. Share your knowledge. It is the way to live forever. Number 34. Be gentle with our earth planet. Number 35. Pray. Prayer has incredible power. Number 36. Never interrupt someone who flatters you. Number 37. Take care of your problems. Number 38. Do not trust a man or woman who does not close their eyes when you kiss them. Number 39. Once a year, visit a place you have never seen before. Number 40. If you make a lot of money, channel it so as to help others while you are alive. This is the greatest satisfaction a treasure can afford you. Number 41. Remember that sometimes not getting what you want is very lucky. Number 42. Learn all the rules and then break some. Number 43. Remember that the greatest relationships are the ones in which the love between two people is greater than the need one has of the other. Number 44. Judge your success in light of what you had to give up in order to obtain it. Number 45. Relate to love and to the kitchen completely. You know, there's 45 different things on that list, isn't there? And we're only up to number 21. So let's see how many we can get through in our program today. Let's go back to number 21. It says, when you notice that you have made a mistake, take the appropriate steps to correct it. Now, notice here means when you see or when you understand that you've made a mistake. So to notice is to see or to understand. Notice. N-O-T-I-C-E. Notice. To see or understand something. Now, a mistake is something that we have done that's incorrect. It might be something that we've done that's wrong. I know I made a mistake one day when I wanted to cross the street here in Hong Kong. I looked at the direction I'm used to looking at to see if there's any cars coming. And of course, it's the wrong direction here. And I almost stepped out in front of a bus. That would have been a big mistake. I had done something wrong, hadn't I? Because they drive on the different side of the road than what I'm used to, I looked the wrong way for coming cars. So I had almost made a big mistake. Something that obviously was very, very wrong. Let me spell mistake for you. M-I-S-T-A-K-E. Mistake. Now, what should I have done to take the appropriate steps to correct that mistake? Yes, you're right. I should have looked the opposite direction to make sure there was no oncoming cars, or that means cars coming toward me. So the appropriate thing is to make it right. Do something that would make things right. So to correct something, you have to change, don't you? So if you're correcting something, you're going to change it to make it right. So appropriate here is spelled A-P-P-R-O-P-R-I-A-T-E. Appropriate. Let me spell it again. A-P-P-R-O-P-R-I-A-T-E. Now let me also spell correct for you. C-O-R-R-E-C-T. Well, let's go on. Number 22 says, smile when you answer the phone. Those who call can hear your smile. Have you ever wondered what somebody is doing at the other end of the phone when you call them? I have. I've thought, I wonder if they just ran in here and picked up the phone and said, hello? And I'm sure that has happened. But you know, if you're happy when you pick up the phone, there's a smile in your voice. And that's what this means here. Those who call can hear your smile. Of course, you can't really hear or see a smile when you're talking on the phone, can you? You can't see the other person, so you can't see what they're doing. But you can hear what their tone of voice is like. Now, I know that there are some phones out there in this day and age that have little television cameras almost on them so that you can see, because I've seen advertisements like that on television. So I know that there is some phones where you can see the other person at the other end. That's just amazing to me that you can do that. But most of the time, and most of you and I, probably don't have a phone like that. You have a phone that you pick up and you talk into, but you can't see the person on the other end. So remember, when you do answer the phone, make sure you have a nice tone of voice. Be happy, because the person that's calling can hear your smile. Number 23. Marry or be with the person you love talking to the most. When you get old, conversation will be more important than anything else. Have you ever thought of that? You know, I can talk to many, many people all day long. But when it comes down to being old, you're probably not going to have as many friends, and you're going to be with the one that you've married or the one that you've lived with for a long time. So that's where conversation comes into play. And what is conversation? That's when two or more people are talking to each other. I say something to you, and you say something back to me. Conversation. You're both talking about the same subject, and you're doing it together. So that's why it's so important that you marry or be with somebody that you like to talk to. Otherwise, it's going to be very lonely when you get old. And you have nobody to talk to. Let me spell conversation for you. It's a fairly long word. C-O-N-V-E-R-S-A-T-I-O-N. Conversation. C-O-N-V-E-R-S-A-T-I-O-N. I like number 24. It says, spend some time alone. That just means it's okay to be by yourself sometimes. You know, all of us are very busy, aren't we? And lots of times we have people around us all the time. Except when we sleep, sometimes we don't. But you know, we have people around and there's conversations going and there's things happening. But sometimes it's so nice to be alone. That means to be by yourself, doesn't it? Be alone. So spend some time alone or by yourself. Some time for yourself. Do things that you want to do. Maybe read a book. Maybe have a nap in the middle of the day. Or maybe go shopping by yourself. Sometimes it's just so nice not to have children around or other adults around or even dogs around. That's coming right from me now because I have dogs. And sometimes I don't want to have them with me. I like to be by myself. So that's what alone means, by myself or by yourself. Alone, A-L-O-N-E. Number 25, accept change with open arms, yet do not give up your values. Accept change. Some of us don't like to change, do we? We like to do things the same all the time. We do that a lot, don't we? I take the same bus to work every day. I like to eat the same thing for breakfast every day. Do you like to do that? Sometimes we don't like to change how we do our work. Somebody will come up with a new idea and we'll say, oh, I don't like that idea. I like to do it the way I've always done it. So to accept change is to try something different or something new. Now it says here to do it with open arms. That means to be positive about it and say, sure, I'll try it. If it doesn't work, then we can go back to what we have done. So with open arms is just an expression that means let's not be negative about it. Let's be positive and be willing to try something new. So accept change. I'm going to spell accept for you. A-C-C-E-P-T. Accept. A-C-C-E-P-T. Now it says you can do this, but don't give up your values. Values here means the things that you believe in. Sometimes it's easy for us to say, sure, I'll try something new. But yet you'll do it and give up something that you really think is important or something that you really believe in. So values are your belief system, isn't it? It can be in many different areas, but things that you value. V-A-L-U-E-S. Values. Sometimes values are what make up a person, don't they? They're almost like characteristics. Things that are part of you. I think of sometimes we have loyalty to work. That's a value that we can nurture or we can incorporate into our daily life. We can always say, oh, yes, I love my work. It gives me purpose. And that's a value, isn't it? Also, if you attend some kind of church, you have a belief in that church, don't you? So that's a value that you like. Another thing is how you eat. Some people eat differently than others. Some people don't like to eat certain foods. Those are the values that they have in their life. Let's go on. Number 26. Remember that times silence is the best answer. Silence. That means you can be quiet. Have you ever been in a place where it's completely silent? There's no noise. That's a nice feeling sometimes. We don't get that often, do we? To be where it's completely silent. So it says, sometimes silence is the best answer. In other words, we don't have to say something every time somebody asks us a question. Maybe we shouldn't say something. Sometimes it gets us into trouble, doesn't it? Because we like to say things. I know that's happened to me. I like to talk all the time. And sometimes I should keep my mouth shut. So silence is the best answer. Let me spell silence for you. S-I-L-E-N-C-E. S-I-L-E-N-C-E. Number 27. Read more books and watch television less. I like that one too. I love to read books. Sometimes the books I read aren't any better than the television programs. But you know, reading expands your word vocabulary for one thing, and also you have a variety of books that you can read. Sometimes watching television, it seems that all the programs are the same or similar. So read more books and watch less television. Number 28. Live a good, honorable life. Later, when you grow old and remember the past, you will enjoy them once more. Live an honorable life. That means you need to be honest and trustworthy. You can't lie. You need to be somebody that has a good character, somebody that is honest and never does anything that's really maybe not good for other people or for yourself. So honorable. H-O-N-O-R-A-B-L-E. Honorable. Let me spell it again. H-O-N-O-R-A-B-L-E. Let me spell trustworthy too. T-R-U-S-T-W-O-R-T-H-Y. Trustworthy. So that means the same as being honest. H-O-N-E-S-T. Because it means that when you grow old and you remember the things that you've done, you won't regret them. You'll enjoy living it over again. So don't do anything during your lifetime that you will think of later as being, oh, I should not have done that. Try to be honorable all your life. Number 29. Believe and trust God, whomever or whatever you conceive God to be. But securely lock your car. That just means believe in something, but yet don't believe too much in all the other people around you. Because sometimes somebody's going to do something to you, and it may not be good. So it just means believe or trust God. That means think or have faith in something or somebody. But make sure you securely lock your car. And this could mean you could lock your house or lock your belongings into a locker if you're in a school situation. You know, I rarely lock my door at home. And I know I should because I have things that I would not like stolen. But somehow I just don't securely lock my door. I trust others, don't I? Maybe I shouldn't, but I do trust others. So believe or trust, have faith in somebody. Trust means to have faith in. But securely lock your car. Don't believe in people because sometimes people will let you down. Securely, that means to lock up tight or keep it shut so nobody gets in. Securely. S-E-C-U-R-E-L-Y. Securely. Well, I think we only have time for maybe one more, so let me read it. An atmosphere of love at your home is most important. Do all that you can in order to create a calm home full of love. What's atmosphere? That's the feel that you get when you walk into a room. Or it might be if you have candles burning, it's a nice atmosphere. It's warm and comfortable. So the atmosphere needs to be of love in your home atmosphere, 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 atmosphere. And it's most important. That means it's really important. Because then it will create or make. To create means to make. Create. C-R-E-A-T-E. A calm home. What is a calm home? It's one that's peaceful. One that everybody is not fighting all the time. So it's calm. C-A-L-M. Calm. And it will create a home full of love. If you have an atmosphere of love in your home. Well, that's as far as we're going to get for today. So I need to give you that address, don't I? If you're going to write to me, put down 2 Debbie, Kowloon Central Post Office Box. Let me spell it. Kowloon Central, capital K-O-W-L-O-O-N. Central, C-E-N-T-R-A-L. P.O. Box 70699, Hong Kong. If you want to email me, you can use this address. Zhaoming, Z-H-A-O-M-I-N-G, Zhaoming, at vohc.com. We also have a website, and I encourage you to look on our website, www.vohc.com. Let me give you the mailing address again. To Debbie at Kowloon Central, Post Office Box, P.O. Box 70699. I hope that you've enjoyed some of these instructions for life, and we're going to finish it off, I hope, on our next program. So join me for our program.
谢谢您收听今天的网上时针英语节目。如果听众朋友想跟我们取得联系，您可以直接发电子邮件给我。我是艾德，我的电子邮件地址是艾德，也就是汉语拼音的 A-I-D-E 艾德 @vohc.cn。谢谢您今天的收听，再见。